873. The man in a wheelchair had a puddle when he left in a trail. I have a bunch of paper towels soaking most of it up. And I'm still boarding people, and lady with her cart is going to end up rolling right through it. I've been asking other people to step over it.
Okay, it's some kind of liquid?
He soiled himself.
Okay, so it is a biohazard?
Yes.
And it's not containable from the sounds of it?
I soaked it up with paper towels. They're just lying all over the floor.
Stand by for just a moment. So what I'm going to have you do is go ahead and drop your passengers at the next nearest stop, and we'll have to have you head to the garage for a new bus. I will let them know that you're coming.
Okay, so do you want me to take them downtown, or do you want me just to have them jump off here?
No, because it's a biohazard, we cannot have you continue with passengers. So if you could drop them off, let them know that there should be another one not too far behind you.
All right. And I'm going back to Merlot Garage because that's where it came from, right?
Stand by. Yep. If you could go ahead and head back to Merlot and send me a ready for service once you're ready to go, and make sure you write a work card. 873.
Sorry, I was just letting everyone know that because of the biohazard, they had to depart the bus.
Can you tell me where you dropped that person off and maybe give me a description of them?
Yes. So he's up at the hospital, the blue hospital, and he has a blue shirt, blue jeans, black shoes, very heavily overweight, in a wheelchair. And he is probably about 64 years old.
And was he a white male?
White male, and not very much hair on the top of his head.
Okay. All right. So, like I said, I will need you to write up a work card, head back to the garage, send me ready for service once you have your new bus.
Okay. Thanks.
Have a good morning at 7:42.